The state capitol opened in 1894, and several restoration projects have been undertaken since then. The most recent work began because of a radiator.
When I first came into the house, I was sitting in one of the chairs down on the floor looking up at the gallery, and there was a radiator that was crooked and broken.
That's Republican Representative Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch.
And I asked the chief clerk, I said, why don't we fix the radiator? She said, we haven't done anything to this chamber in a very, very long time.
And here's what Chief Clerk of the House Marilyn Eddins had to say.
I had tried for 3 years to get that radiator tilted right to where it was square, so where it was fixed. Capitol Complex kept telling me that it was a big deal to do. They didn't have enough money. It required a lot more than just straightening it because of the pipes and everything. It couldn't be done.
And nothing happened, says Eddins, until 4 years ago when McNulty became Speaker of the House.
I would ask one more time. And he said, well, while you're at it, why don't we see what's behind the acoustical tile?
The walls and ceilings in both chambers were covered in the 1950s with what McNulty calls nasty beige tiles.
And when we got the acoustic tiles off and saw what was behind them, that really put an exclamation point on the reasons why we were doing this.
What they found was ornate, detailed stenciling. The House has a green color. The Senate is red.
Look at every inch that was on here. There's handwork everywhere, you know, from the ceiling to the floor.
Jill Idy works for Evergreen Architectural Arts based in New York City. She spent the last 3.5 months hand-painting the stencils.
And I think this one, they really wanted to keep an eye on its history and preserve what was here. Sometimes people go in and just, you know, don't have the budget or don't have the time.
And it's not just the stencil work. Patrick Tagg is with Spectrum General Contractors and removed the acoustic tiles. After spending countless hours staring at the paint underneath, he noticed something.
There's a shield in the center of the wall surrounded by dots. And there's what we think is probably an eagle holding a fig branch.
What he's describing isn't visible to the naked eye, but he noticed differences in texture, and an infrared camera revealed the rest.
No one ever anticipated that we were going to find stencil under the stencil, because the first photography that we have is from 1905, and we assume that's how it was from the beginning. We found out pieces of history that aren't recorded anywhere.
If you hadn't spotted that, probably no one would have known.
Exactly.
Well worth the project's overall $6 million price tag, according to Chief Clerk of the House, Marilyn Eddins.
I know that's a lot of money, but not when you consider what this building should be. After seeing some of the capitals back east and some of the other capitals in the United States, this one looked a little shabby to me. And it isn't. It's beautiful. And it should be more beautiful. And now it's starting to be. The people that come to see this capitol are going to be even more proud of it than they are now.
And there could be more discoveries to be found. All the panels in both chambers have paintings, portraits, and profiles underneath the current restoration. Next year, the acoustic tiles will come off the ceilings, and skylights that were boarded up will be uncovered. The entire project will be completed next year. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.